What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or maybe you have gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, or your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com.
No more pussyfooting around!
Exactly. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the crapola out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. All kinds of shit to talk about. Thanks for joining us, by the way, on our Twitter. If you're going to tweet us during the show, at Crab Diving, CrabDiving, you can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. Thank you so much. So kind.
The
dog was was unhydrated. Like I said, we're going to be here for the next couple of hours, everybody, and whole kinds of shit to talk about. Again, how many times have we said, just when you think Trump couldn't do something more heinous?
Well, I mean, he did. He allegedly he raped someone in the dressing room, the changing room of some department store in California, right?
I mean, policy wise, I mean, I don't mean to diminish that crime, obviously.
Right. Yes,
but I mean, policy wise, in this absolute fire hose of diarrhea that has been shoved in our faces for
originating from an elephant.
The last decades, he's been president for like decades, right?
Diarrhea would come from an elephant with Crohn's disease,
possibly.
Damn.
Maybe it's an Indian elephant.
Oh yes,
eats a lot of Indian food.
Indian food. Well,
thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon every time you go to buy some shit at Amazon, and we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all, only helps us out here.
We get paid big time.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just want to say I was just at the DG in the FLA. And
the Dollar General store in Florida.
And I was the manager was bemoaning the fact, well, no one was squirting that I was talking to there. It was bemoaning the fact that he bought all these outdoor like pool supply items, you know, and a hurricane is about to hit. There's no remote chance we're going to get hit with like a 4 where we live, right?
I can't guarantee you that, but
Jesus fucking Christ.
But it really would have to, we're talking about Hurricane Dorian. It really would have to, cross the width of the dangly part of Florida.
Oh yes.
And I guess it could theoretically gain some strength again in the Gulf and then swirl around and
does that happen,
kind of
though?
kind of side fuck us.
Side fucking?
That's a meteorological term.
Oh, sure, yes.
But
you're Jim Cantore.
Jim Cantore
is...
Is he a famous meteorologist?
He is the angel of death for Florida. People.
Oh, that you? Yeah, you did mention that.
When
guy,
he
yeah.
shows up, you're fucked. When that man shows up, you're fucked. Evacuate if you see that fucking guy. Is he from the Weather Channel?
I mean, unless he's a relative and it's like Thanksgiving.
No one likes to see him coming. Jim Cantore. Stay away.
Kerry Sanders from MSNBC.
Who is that?
He's one of the correspondents that is always sent to the eye of the hurricane where it's going to hit.
Right.
So he's always the one standing
with the
rain gear being blown sideways where he's like, we got 85 miles an hour winds here.
Because you know, the thing about being the weather guy on MSNBC, it's kind of got to suck because nobody wants that job there. Do you know? Because
I don't think he's the weather guy. He's a correspondent that covers it when it's news.
Oh, God, that sucks. Oh, my God, that sucks. Hi, I work for NBC. What do? I basically go where the weather's shitty. That's what I get paid for. Well, that sucks.
Seems to. He goes to some cool places, too.
Oh, yeah.
Generally, he's not...
Oh, and you're flying there. How lovely.
The Richard Engel of bad weather.
Oh, God. That's a shitty job, dude.
I already said the social media shit. I said the Amazon shit. I guess we can start with the news shit.
We don't have to say any more shit.
Thanks for joining us. And let's see what the old headliner-onies are.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
It's called Florida Dateline, August 29th, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Please continue.
Always makes me laugh.
Listen, Louis Gomer, if you're listening, don't worry. That is hilarious. The please continue is goddamn hilarious, but you're still number one. You're still number one.
Louis, still your number one.
For saying crazy shit. The man was in public. He was in an interview, right? He's being interviewed. Is that correct?
You're talking about the...
Louis Gomer. I'm going to give you a massage before battle.
Yeah.
And...
I mean, on the outside.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Why?
It goes on. There's two more parts to it. Just in case you're a new listener.
Yes.
We do get new listeners.
Right. Absolutely. We should explain that. The context that would make that make sense.
Well, he was talking about gays in the military.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And obviously, gays in the military would be doing nothing but fucking and massaging each other.
I'm your military fluffer.
And, you know, when it was just some chucking some spears and swinging a sword,
you
could get away with that. But it's guerrilla fighting now.
Right.
You can't be all woozy from semen loss when you're like skulking through Fallujah.
It doesn't. Oh, yeah, Louis. That's the craziest clip I've ever fucking heard from a politician. I mean,
he was throwing the gauntlet down.
He was being interviewed. He made his own way.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondek. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondek. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
The late mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, says, I see your Gomert and raise you a Gondek.
Hey, listen, Chris Rock, I know you listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, crabdiving.com. To me, you were always drop the mic guy. Like, like Chris Rock kills. Like he's got his one special. I forget which one. It's fucking amazing. He just like he just drops that mic, goes off stage. So it's fucking badass. But I'm sorry, Chris Rock. The late Rob Ford. That is the ultimate drop the mic moment. I've got more than enough pussy to eat at home. Oh. Drops mic, leaves.
Mayor of the third largest city on the North American continent.
Says that. It takes no questions. I don't know what the... I don't know.
Well, yeah, and the longer version of that clip, you can actually hear the reporters after he turns and waddles away. One reporter is like, did he just say that?
Yeah. I mean, God.
Like, did this just happen? Are we being punked?
Olivia Goddick. I never
the ate... The mayor of our city just...
I never ate her pussy. I mean...
I got more than enough to eat at home. Well, the problem... The story was that he had allegedly been quoted as saying to someone at one point, I would eat her pussy or something like that. And so that's the terminology.
Yes, yes.
So he was technically quoting the rumor that he was refuting.
Yeah, yeah.
In his defense.
But do you think he said it?
Oh, fuck yes. Yeah, I think he said it. Of course he did. Did he say it? He just said it in front of the Toronto press.
No, I mean, do you think he... Yeah. I mean, the person's not lying about the story, but... Rob Ford is saying the guy is lying. He said that.
Yeah, Rob, sure. Yeah, 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 absolutely.
But we don't believe Rob Ford, right?
Absolutely like, not. No. I'm not sure if that was before or after crack.
That, you know, Rob Ford, it makes you want to just pack everything up, move to Canada, and run for office. The man admitted to smoking crack.
There's video.
Yeah.
There's video.
And he
of
didn't
the
resign.
Mayor, as mayor. Not like when he was in college.
As mayor.
He was the mayor. And he would sneak off and smoke crack.
My mayor's on crack. That, you know, that to me, the thing is, when you see Rob Ford.
Barry, but yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. God. But you see Rob Ford smoke crack on film on tape.
Enjoy it and wave the thing around. It's not like he's in some
is he being
some
forced?
Shadowy den somewhere trying to sneak a puff. He's joking around.
He's not at gunpoint
and grabs the pipe and sucks away gleefully, laughing.
It's not like when oh God, what's his name? It's not like when Wayne Brady makes Chris Rock smoke. No, Dave Chappelle. Oh, God. That's so embarrassing.
Confusing black comedians. Well, maybe we should move on.
I just mentioned Chris Rock. Damn. No, it's like when Wayne Brady tells Chris Rock, smoke this PCP. Smoke it. Remember that sketch?
Kind of.
Oh, God. It's so funny.
I've seen some of Chappelle's new stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a HBO special. I've seen clips of it. It's pretty. Dave's still funny.
I want to apologize for saying Chris Rock when I meant Dave Chappelle. To either of those, please continue to listen to our show, both you guys.
Good morning, man. And isn't it a lovely morning? Up your...
I got to make sure... I think I cut that out of that, but I'm not... No, did. I'm not guaranteeing that I did. God. The Huffington Post headline, the commie, yes, pinko liberal
defeat,
has a photo of, we have it, we have one night only, everybody.
Oh shit.
Debate field halved. We now went from 20, now it's down to 10. They're gonna put all 10 on one stage, one debate only.
Oh shit.
We have Joe Biden,
right,
Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth, yes, Warren, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Cory Booker, Amy Klobuchar, Julian, I almost said Joaquin. I get the twins mixed up. I'm,
oh, shit. You're under arrest.
Julian Castro.
Yes.
Beto O'Rourke and Andrew Yang.
Damn.
Made the top 10.
You think Andrew Yang is going to... Do you think Andrew Yang, is there a chance that he is going to upset this race?
No.
And say something in this debate that can pole vault him forward over the other candidates.
No, but I think he's definitely helping pole vault the fuck this toxic capitalism that we're having power rammed into our orifice.
Yes.
That it ain't working and it ain't right.
And listen, if we're I understand the robot apocalypse now.
Yes.
The poor.
And the AI.
Yes, absolutely. They're going to take all the jobs.
I was on with AT&T chatting online on my computer. And the first several steps I went through were I was chatting with a robot.
Yeah. But not a person.
And then finally it said, let me connect you to a person. David, was very helpful. Thank you, David, from AT&T.
Thank you, David. But there could have been a David, and then there could have been a Susie, you know? And that's it. That's a job. That's a job that could have supported Susie.
Right. But I wouldn't care if that value went back into the community.
Right.
If Susie was, I don't know, maybe given $1,000 a month.
Yes.
In universal basic income, that Susie would no longer have to worry about, I don't know, food and rent and universal health care. So you take those three things off the table. Imagine your life.
Yeah.
You're given enough money to cover food, rent, and you get free health care. Holy shit.
Because the other side of that is the robot apocalypse. And what I mean by the robot apocalypse is that all the poor people will destroy all the fucking robots. And they will elect a ruler who is good and just, who will say, no robots. I'm banning all robots. I would ban robots unless we had that.
I don't know.
Because then where people have to
work.
By
that point, the robots may be like, you're not banning anything, motherfucker.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I've watched a lot of movies with these self-aware robots, and I will fuck them up.
Okay.
They can't withstand water, generally, right?
Except the waterproof ones.
Where?
The ones that put on a wetsuit. The ones that wrap themselves in plastic.
Can't we fuck these robots up with an EMP? Why not?
Possibly, sure, unless they make their skin out of a Faraday cage.
Oh, yeah. That sucks. Are we fucked? Do we have not? We don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Our only chance. Here's
not us. You know, a couple hundred years from now, they're fucked.
Our only chance against the robot apocalypse right now is Andrew Yang.
Well, no, he's welcoming the robots. He just says he's not suggesting we don't automate more and we don't use AI. He's saying it's going to happen. And these companies that the part of the social contract was you're providing jobs. We're providing you with uncounted wealth.
Yes.
And when the job part goes away, why the fuck should we, as a society, put up with something
we shouldn't,
that does nothing but generate riches for one or two people and not even provide jobs? So he says, fuck it, suck some of that value back from these rich leeches who are gonna automate.
Yeah.
And
they are automating.
And it's just gonna go further. And let's just give that right back to our citizens, each adult in the form of a UBI, so that they get a leg up on society. And every experiment that's been done, I say this every fucking time, every time they've been allowed to do this experiment, because you've got decades and centuries of greed and capitalism and all the power in the hands of the media that spreads the message. And the rich people and all that shit telling you that capitalism good.
Well, maybe we need more, though. Maybe we need more than what Andrew Yang is suggesting. He's saying $1,000 a month.
But
he want more. You know why? Because what you just said.
But every time they've kind of, there was some scandal country that tried it, and then yes. There was a, I think a Canadian country or a province that set up a town or something where they, for a certain period of time, they tried this. They gave everybody a universal basic income. And guess what happened? Everything got better. Everything got better, including the economy, because people were spending money. And yes, conservatives, for every, let's say, one person who's like, fuck it, I'm going to get high all day and put my feet up and do nothing.
Right.
That's not most people. Yes. Most people want to do shit.
Right. Of course. Most people are doing all the shit.
But then people get to do shit they like.
Right.
And suddenly these artists were popping up and theater and music and community shit.
Right. Is this
And restaurants and entertainment.
Is this how America will rise higher on those happiness scales? Is this how?
That's how Europe is highest on those happiness
scales. Then elect
scales.
Me because I will do more of that. Here's my plan. I like Andrew Yang's universal basic income.
I like everything he said.
Here's my problem with it, what you brought up. It's not enough. It's not enough. And I'm sorry. The people, I'm sorry, they need to exact revenge among these well, fucking fat cats. For so long! For so long they paid no taxes. They don't pay workers enough. God damn it. You had the robot apocalypse. People take over the robots. You hack into the robots. Well, and you say, I own the robots. And until you give me what I want, I will not have the robots make one widget for you.
And history is pretty rife with when the people have had enough.
Right. We're going to use these robots.
When the people have had enough.
We will things, protect.
Yeah, yeah.
And with these robots, we will protect black people from cops. Right? I like this robot thing.
Well, I would say we don't need some kind of counter violent force protecting black people. I think we need to fire all the cops, start from scratch, and absolutely psychological testing and
no guns.
And a complete reversal of whatever the fuck they're taught in the academies right now.
No fucking
to
guns.
To de-escalation. Helping the people of the community. Why should people, every time they see a cop, be like, oh no?
Because, yes, right.
Oh no.
It's insane. It's fucked up. And no guns. They don't have guns in the UK.
Well, right.
No guns. I'm sorry. If you remember the
and
Andy
traffic,
Griffith show.
You know, I mean, we talked about that. They shouldn't be stopping people in traffic.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Traffic wardens for that literally. Who don't have the power to arrest. And if we're going to do that shit.
Right. And they should have the thing where if you fuck with my life, I can, if you fuck with my civil rights or whatever, I can sue you.
Oh, 100%.
Personally. You can suck my dick.
And you get fired.
Oh, wow. What do you mean? For shooting somebody to death?
Yeah. I mean, due process, right. I'm all for it. 5 years for the guy to only get fired after he killed Eric Garner.
Now, are we sure?
Is a travesty.
Are we sure he killed Eric Garner? Are we sure?
Yeah, we have a couple angles of it, don't
we? Yeah, we are sure.
At least one angle.
5 fucking years.
One night only debate field halved. We went into an Andrew Yang combo and we spiraled into our commie pinko socialist agenda.
There's someone close to me that's a big Yang fan.
I'm a big Yang fan. Yeah, I don't think he has a prayer.
Right.
The third Democratic debate will be a one-night affair, bringing all the front runners to the same stage for the first time. In a significant shift, the field of presidential candidates participating has been cut in half from the previous debates. There are still some running.
Yes.
Who are inexplicably still in the race.
Right.
But
like which ones? Who are the crazy outliers now? Has what's-her-face...
Who aren't debating?
Yeah.
Marianne... De Blasio?
It's Marianne still in.
Marianne is not dropped out. Marianne Williamson. We've got Tom Steyer, who just got in. The billionaire who has been buying a lot of ads. And
right.
He's been buying ads for a couple of years to impeach Trump, and he he puts up billboards in places like Impeach 45 and stuff like that.
Do you ever think, and I'm just saying, I'm speaking in pure hyperbole here. Do you ever think Tom Steyer, George Soros, these, and Warren Buffett, let's say these guys with lots of money, do you think they need to start investing in, say, like the a left wing sort of task force, strike force kind of thing?
No.
To protect our country from these lunatic militia fuckers?
No, I don't want, nobody I don't want benevolent billionaires nor malevolent billionaires running things and
you
taking
want,
things over. That's part of the problem.
Tom Steyer, have you ever, I'm just wondering, have you ever like budgeted out what it would be to create Batman?
Well, you can't create Batman.
You absolutely can. You just can't. Need some money. Need a guy to take a shit ton of karate classes.
People have done that.
When?
People have tried to make themselves superheroes in different towns, and it never goes well.
I guess.
Remember the Guardian Angels?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that went okay.
What went wrong with that? Did they all I
well,
know.
Well, they had problems.
Well, yeah, of course.
At times.
Of course. Society doesn't like to see black people in charge. Sorry. That's probably why they had problems.
Well, and they had some overly violent angels.
Yeah, yeah. Did they?
Sure. They had problems every once in a while. Like any organization that's any peacekeepers, do you think they went through de-escalation training?
I don't know. I think they did, actually. I had a friend that did that. You know the guy. I think he did that.
Oh, really?
He did that. Oh, right.
I didn't know that. he's a large, large human being.
Yes, he is.
Failing to qualify Senator Bennett from Colorado, Steve Bullock from Montana.
Steve Bullock is still in it.
De Blasio is still in it. Delaney.
Bullshit.
Delaney is still in it.
Steve Bullock. Bullshit. You are not in this race.
Tulsi Gabbard's still in it.
Who the? No.
Gillibrand dropped out yesterday.
Steve Bullock.
Tim Ryan is still in it. Representative
Yay.
Tim Ryan.
Best of luck.
I think that mayor is still in it from Miramar, Florida. Mayor Wayne Messam still in it.
You know, Wayne, I would consider changing a few strategies. I mean, we do a show every fucking day. I just heard a guy that read. You read every story. You read every story that's out there. You just said maybe, I mean, what's his face from some mayor from some fucking town is still in it.
Yes.
I would say that mayor from some fucking town needs a Facebook page.
He's probably got one. I think he's got
one. Oh, my God, dude. I don't know. No one knows who you are. We do news every fucking day. Who?
We've mentioned him casually.
Who is he?
Wayne Messam.
What's
his
deal?
He's the mayor of Miramar, Florida. He's
a
Democrat.
Does he want to do something great or is he shitty?
He's pretty liberal, yeah.
Damn, I wish I knew you. Get a website or something, maybe.
Here's a name that's in it, allegedly.
Yes.
That I don't know.
Okay.
And I read every fucking story.
All right.
Representative Joe Seastack?
I.
Like Sleestacks from Land of Lost?
Hey, Joe, to understand who the fuck you were, the college to this show just had to go to me like Sleestacks. Like from Land of the Lost, like a show
no,
that was
C-Stack, S-E.
No, but he has to say, you know, like the name of this character that was in a television show from the 1970s.
They updated it.
Oh my God!
There was a more recent Land of the Lost.
Oh, with Will Ferrell. Oh fuck that! No, no, no. The real one was in the 70s. Sid and Marty Croft. Will Ferrell's Land of the Lost.
I think he's running for. He's still running for president.
How do you even spell that?
Joe Seastack, Seestak.
Hey Siri, who is Joe Seastack? See what?
How the fuck do I know?
I got the
former congressman
Josie Stack,
3-star admiral. Oh, so I'll bet he's a moderate.
Well, see, Siri thinks it's Josie Stack.
Oh, well, it's not.
You got a problem.
Many of his policy proposals echo those of his more moderate rivals.
Okay.
He says. He waited so long because his daughter is battling brain cancer.
Oh, shit.
And she seems to be, she had an operation, seems to be doing okay now.
Right.
He said, I kept watching to make sure she was in a safe harbor, and then he joined in late June.
Right. Okay, well, I'm sorry I made fun of your campaign. You're going through a lot. You don't need me, you know, telling you that you don't know. I don't know. I've never ran for president. I have no fucking idea.
He would ideally like to implement Medicare for all, but says he's at minimum for a robust public option.
Okay. Fuck that.
He thinks there should be a national health system employing physicians modeled on the Veterans Health Administration. Well, they've had some issues, but they're administrative, not in the healthcare.
Right.
From what I understand, the vast majority of healthcare is great.
Would it have been a mistake for Trump to tap Sarah Palin as the head of the VA? No. Yes or no?
Compared to probably who the fuck he put in there? I mean, what the...
That guy that he wanted to run all... What is in that post? He wanted to be somebody, the director of national intelligence?
He wanted to put Dr. Amphetamine in that position. His doctor...
Was that the doctor that there were stories of him running around?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, not clothed, right?
Oh, there might have been that one,
not
too.
Not clothed, banging on hotel room doors.
Oh, that's definitely him.
Yeah.
The president's physician that Trump decided he liked, because the guy lied for him and said, right. I don't know, he's got the constitution of a demigod. And... But this guy also, it came out later that Trump nominated him for the VA, and like within 2 days, they were like, I think it's just better for him to withdraw his name.
Yeah. Trump also wanted a pilot that worked for him to be the head of the FAA.
Right. He allegedly is the guy to go to in the White House in the East and West Wings if one needs one's favorite prescription of choice without a whole lot of questioning and scrutiny, allegedly.
You know, Trump, I have two issues with that pick. Number one, I don't know that person's qualified. I'm not a doctor, but I'm not sure, right? We can assume that maybe that person's not qualified, right?
Well, I think he's a qualified physician.
But he's...
To go from, to...
He's a qualified physician giving anybody in the White House that needs it Adderall.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying,
doesn't make him unqualified.
Trump,
makes
why?
Him...
And Trump, and this is Trump's move. I'm going to move my drug dealer out of the White House. Right. That's stupid. You dumbass. You know you need Adderall. The one person that
I forget what the drug Trump allegedly.
If
takes.
He is addicted to Adderall, that Adderall. You want to poo-poo his addiction or whatever? Be thankful for that Adderall. If he doesn't get that Adderall, we don't know what the fuck is up with this country, right?
I don't know, I guess.
All of a sudden...
I'm not thrilled about the president being on Adderall.
Are you thrilled about him coming off it?
Well, no. I mean that's like, which testicle do you want the nail gun to shoot through?
Listen, guys, pill that motherfucker up.
The headline over at the HuffPo is that about the third debate coming up.
Right.
Let's see what the drudgies are looking at.
By the way, Florida is saying, can I pick which testicle?
Florida man.
Yeah, I want it.
Oh, boy. Moistened crotches on the right for a while today.
What?
As the news about Jim Comey. But it's hilarious because the real news is that after... like a long fucking time of investigation, this inspector general basically said Comey broke the rules, but didn't break the law.
Okay.
He broke the policy.
Right.
And shouldn't have done that. Naughty, naughty.
Yes.
But no laws were broken and no prosecution is warranted.
Right. Okay.
The Justice Department made the ultimate decision. Bill fucking Barr made the decision.
Yes.
No charges.
So then the right is fine with that. The right is fine with that.
No, well, not in the deepest bowels. But for the most part now, they're massaging it saying
misogyny.
Jim Pa Jordan, GYM Jordan.
Oh yes,
Representative Dickbag from Ohio.
All right,
was tweeting. Well, if you read this Inspector General's report, it shows that Jim Comey is one of the worst human beings on the planet, or some shit like that. But Jim Jordan was the one who was like, they're going to jail.
Yeah.
There are crimes. And nobody's going to jail. Hillary didn't go to jail. You know why? Because right. She didn't commit a crime.
Now, Jim, I'm just to be clear, Jim Jordan is the guy who worked for a wrestling team at a college and used to watch the team doctor molest the wrestlers or something like that.
Did not watch the team doctor.
But he was aware of it, right?
Allegedly, he should have been aware of it.
He should have been aware, okay. But he was a coach.
Yes.
He's a coach on a team on the college level, and you don't
assistant
know.
Assistant. Okay. Wrestling coach.
Assistant wrestling coach. And you don't know that the team doctor is like sexually assaulting people in the shower when they're checking them out and shit like that. How
well,
do you not
and some
know?
Some of the kids, the victims later had said that one time one of them was like, do I really have to go to the doctor?
Yeah.
Do I have to my sore throat? Because right. For some reason, he checks my balls.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yes.
I go in for the sniffles.
And did Jim Jordan make him go?
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Oh, he just laughed.
Or something like that.
He didn't take it seriously.
No.
Jeez. Aren't we glad he's a representative in our government?
It was a running creepy joke.
Right.
Dr. Diddler.
Yeah.
That if you go to the doctor, you're gonna get your prostate checked.
And he just laughed
anything.
It off.
Yeah.
Him and his coach buddies probably laughed it off. We're like, fuck it.
Former FBI director James Comey violated FBI policies in his handling of memos documenting private conversations with Trump, the inspector general said today.
Okay.
Said he broke bureau rules by giving one memo containing unclassified. Now, Trump has been saying it was 100% classified. Classified information he gave out. And it's absolutely not classified.
It's unclassified, which is the opposite from classified, right? I did go to school in Georgia, but I think I understand that fucking concept.
So giving out classified stuff, crime. Giving out confidential stuff, not crime.
Right. Untoward. Maybe.
He also failed to return the memos to the FBI after he was dismissed in May of 2017, kept copies of some of them in a safe at home.
Right.
And shared them with his personal lawyers. Reminder, these memos are the shit that he wrote down after his terrifying, disturbing meetings with Trump.
Yes,
where Trump
God.
Was like, are you going to be loyal? Are you loyal to me?
How
do you like
we...
loyalty? You know, Michael Flynn, maybe, you know, he's a good guy. Maybe you should see too. I don't know. Let that stuff go.
I mean, this is the ultimate smokescreen, right?
Yeah.
It makes you forget what the guy wrote down in the memos. Because they're trying to go after his credibility.
And, well, discredits him. Yeah. Therefore, everything he said is a lie. Therefore, Trump, no collusion, no obstruction.
Absolutely. Good job.
So, there we go. Comey, not guilty of any crimes, but did break policy and probably made a couple of bad decisions.
You know,
which we know he did.
Right, right. To me, this is...
Hillary knows he made a couple of bad decisions.
But, you know, it's evidence, right? This is just evidence to the fact that When liberals say and do don't maybe they don't say a certain thing or do a certain thing because they're worried about how the right's going to react. Stop worrying. They're going to be reacting stupidly about something. They're going to blow anything out of proportion.
Oh yeah, faux outrage.
So don't do the right thing because you're afraid of the faux outrage. That's insane.
I'm not going to blame myself. I'll be honest.
We're doing a tremendous amount of work in space.
Ah. That's starting, right? Did that start?
Something started. Yeah.
When is the first transporter beam? When will that be operational?
Yeah. I won't be testing.
Oh, yes.
There's other shit going on in the news, y'all. Yes. I had this story yesterday. This is more for the, I should prep the Les Mis clip.
Oh, yes.
Drop for this story. God.
What the fuck is this?
The latest Instagram rich list of 2019 is out. And right. This is the list includes a whole bunch of Kardashians.
Oh, yes.
Cristiano Ronaldo, the soccer player.
Right.
The football player.
Hello.
For those listening across the pond.
Jolly good.
Selena Gomez is in this list.
Yes.
And it's the people that make the most amount of money for one fucking post.
Oh, shit. How do you make money at a post? Here's my penis.
Well, they post a product.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, I love this new
right
dildo.
Right.
Maybe not.
I think that's a different platform.
The the list. Where's the fucking list now? Well, maybe, number one.
Shia LaBeouf does fleshlights. Am I right?
Number one,
yes,
is Kylie Jenner.
Bam! Self-made rich person.
Who is retaining, to her credit, she has decried that moniker. She's like, to say I was self-made is ridiculous.
wait!
To her credit.
Where? Who are her parents?
She said it's ridiculous to suggest that she's self-made.
Oh,
she agrees with us.
I see. Good. Well,
she's
hey.
Like, I'm not self-made.
Come in, do the show. Get it. You want to do a podcast, Kylie? Invest in the show.
Kylie Jenner with her 139 million followers on Instagram.
What is she doing? That is so fucking interesting. 100, how many?
139 and change million people.
God.
Almost half the population, well, under half of the population of the country here.
Yay.
But it is her cost per post. If you want Ms. Jenner to post something for you, if we want a crab diving, hey, Kylie, can you take a picture with something with the duck lips, and
I'm looking at her.
Say you
Instagram.
Love crab diving.
It's
crab diving duck time.
It's 129,000.
What
did you say? 129 million.
What are you saying?
That she has 129,000 followers.
At Kylie Jenner has 139,226,677.
Am I on a fake one? At Kylie Jenner, man.
She has a lot more than 139,000 followers.
Okay.
Anyway, she makes, if you want to hire Kylie to do a crab diving commercial or a rated R comedy commercial.
Yeah.
$1.26 million for one post. For one Instagram post. Ariana Grande,
yes,
actually has more followers than Kylie, but her rate's a little lower.
Right.
Ariana has 158 million followers.
God damn.
And her cost is currently $996,000 per post.
Holy shit. You know, I must have been on the wrong Kylie Jenner. Damn, 160. Boy, to have that M next to your name, boy. You know, the number, then the letter N, that means a million. Jeez.
Cristiano Ronaldo, the soccer player, is next. He's in third place. He actually has more followers than Ariana or Kylie with 172 million.
A soccer guy?
Followers.
A soccer guy.
Yes. $975,000 per post.
Wow, that is something else.
For Cristiano Ronaldo. God, you know, at Cristiano.
Just shows you how out of touch we are in this country. Soccer is huge.
Kim Kardashian's next.
Yes.
Selena Gomez.
Yes.
This one depresses me. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
The Rock!
The Rock has 147 million, almost 148 million followers.
Yeah.
And he makes $882,000 per post.
Hey, Rock, what was that movie about where you're on the building, the building's falling over, the building is on fire, some bullshit like that, and you have one leg? It's like a one-legged man beats up a building on fire and rescues his family. That's the movie. Have you seen that yet?
No.
It came out, I think, last year. I'm just wondering. It looks insane.
Round out the top 10 just right. For laughs. Dwayne Johnson after 6. Beyonce at 7.
Yes.
Taylor Swift is 8th.
Damn!
Neymar is he's a soccer player.
Neymar?
From Brazil. Neymar da Silva Santos.
Right.
Junior.
You know, Junior. Okay.
Is 9th. And then.
Yes.
Justin Bieber is 10th.
What about Trump?
I don't think Trump. Well, I'm sure Trump is on Instagram. Right. But I don't think that's his main role.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the thing about The Rock is he's got some of the craziest movies lately. If you just go look at what he's in. He was in that one about the building, which is, to me, looks weird as fuck for some reason. I don't know why that's weird to me. But the other one, Rampage.
Well, that was a couple of years ago, yeah.
Still, I mean, God. That's a
video game.
But if you haven't seen that fucking movie, just click. Don't watch it. You don't need to watch. Just click on it and read the description. I mean... a giant albino monkey gets in a fight with
spoilers, everybody.
I'm so sorry. With a giant alligator in the middle of Chicago. Madness ensues. Bam. That's crazy.
I'm just scanning through these.
Yes.
For a mere $60,000 a post, you can get Serena Williams to post something.
Wow. I would.
Tennis player. Bella Hadid, supermodel.
Super.
86,000.
Is Serena Williams the one that, the sister that referred to Philip Seymour Hoffman as Philip Seaman Hoffmore?
Yes, and she has apparently excellent public relations people, because you can't find that on the fucking internet.
Listen to me.
I've tried.
If you're listening to this fucking crab diving podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify, send us a link, tweet us that. I want to see that video. It's so funny. Please send it over.
Oh,
please.
LeBron is 18th. 272,000 per tweet. Kevin Hart, 15th, comedian.
LeBron James needs to get into politics.
480,000 to get Kevin Hart to tweet something for you or put up an Instagram post.
Should LeBron James drop out from the Lakers?
No.
Run for president?
No.
He would win.
No.
LeBron James brings us the fucking White House.
Why would he want to do that shit?
He does a lot of good shit, though. He does a lot of good shit.
And he can do that without being president.
We need someone who can beat this president. We need someone.
We showed yesterday the top 5 can beat this president.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, LeBron's making $35 million a year. He's doing okay.
Yeah, but he might, you know, he gives back. He gives a lot of money. Maybe he would say, listen, I'm going to forgo this next season with the Lakers. I'm going to run for president.
Why is there an arrest warrant for DeMarcus Cousins out?
I don't know. Who is that? That football?
It's the Lakers. Anyway.
And listen, if anybody's listening that plays fantasy basketball, I know if LeBron James dropped out to run for president, it would fuck your team up. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry to suggest that.
Mobile, Alabama police filed misdemeanor domestic charges against Cousins after his ex-girlfriend recorded Cousins allegedly telling her that he would put a bullet through her fucking head during an argument about having their son attend his wedding.
Oh, God.
So this is his ex with which he has a kid.
Right.
He's getting married. I guess he wanted to have his kid at the wedding. And they were, let's say, arguing about it.
You know, Alabama is not a reasonable state in terms of women's reproductive rights and, I imagine, guns. Do you think if you're caught on tape in Alabama threatening to shoot someone, they take your guns away?
Well, there's other processes involved. Are you white?
Oh, okay. That makes a difference.
Is the person you're threatening white?
Yes.
If the answer to question two is no, keep your gun.
Right. Oh, yes. Good point.
I know how scary those brown ones are.
Right. buy ammo.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's a lovely day here, getting ready for the big Labor Day weekend.
And the big hurricane.
And a big fucking hurricane coming to...
When is Labor Day?
Monday.
It's Monday. That's
Day off holiday, bank holiday, I guess, or whatever.
Okay.
For many.
Yes.
No religiosity involved in this one.
Very nice.
There's even another new horrific story. So, the story that Rachel is covering,
right,
is really just gross. It's about this, how Trump is trying to make it so these migrant kids and people in general that are here on these deferred action is if you're here and you're going through the legalization process and you get sick.
Yes.
There, because we used to be a decent country.
Oh, yes.
We would say, well, you know, you could stay, obviously.
Right,
And get through your illness kind of thing.
Yes.
They want to take that away.
Oh, my God.
And a whole bunch of people who are undergoing care and parents of children that are undergoing care. And
right.
We mean like life-saving, life-sustaining care.
Yeah.
There's one girl, Rachel Maddow interviewed her lawyer, who, one of her clients, she said, the child has a heart condition.
Okay.
Just had major heart surgery, is going to need more, and just got 33 days and your waiver is gone.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
In need of a second heart. Operation.
I mean, this, you know, when we did the story where it came out that Stephen Miller, we all think Stephen Miller's point of all this shit with the immigration is just to be cruel, to inflict pain.
Yes.
To make people not want to come here.
Yes.
So they think
cruelty is the point.
Right. But the thing about it is, people, asylum seekers ending up here don't really have a choice
frequently.
So what is the point of all this?
To get Trump reelected by scaring the dumb white people into thinking that hordes of Mexicans are taking their jobs.
Does he want
and living off all the welfare.
Yes. Does he want the racist to think that brown people are taking their medical care or something?
Oh, all
of
the above.
He's going with
They're
this?
Raping people. They're criminals, Ryan. They're all MS-13 members who show up and go on welfare right away.
Because wouldn't they? I mean, to me,
according to
Republicans, I mean, they must know that implementing a strategy like this is going to create outrage.
They don't care.
I mean,
and they hope so. They want it publicized.
Yeah.
They think that it works. And that it'll scare the brown people, the hordes of the browns that are coming up from the South, that they'll hear, well, we're going to take your kids away. If you get sick, you're fucked. You're going to die. Sorry.
I mean, you know, really, if you're a Christian and you support Donald Trump, your brain must do some amazing right-wing nut job jujitsu. And I imagine your best move is racism. That's the only way. I mean, the only people left to support Trump have to be the racists. How else do you square all this shit? It's just horrible.
One person that was on the on telly,
yes,
said it's the most inhumane of all of these policies so far, and we've had some inhumane ones.
I mean, God, I don't want to say shit like this because I hate it, because none of us deserve to say this about Trump. I can't believe this. This is unfucking
Rolling Stone's headline. Rolling Stone headline. Trump administration now wants to deport children with cancer.
What are they? To what? To deport them where? To Guatemala?
Wherever they're going to go back to, yeah.
To Guatemala? To continue treatment?
In August alone, Trump, it says Trump administration. Let's remind everyone it's the Republicans' administration.
Yes. Right.
100% enabled by the disgusting Republicans in the Senate.
This is a GOP, and it's not fair. It is not fair for Joe Walsh to waltz on television and pretend that he didn't have a part in this, to pretend that he's not responsible for Donald fucking Trump.
He doesn't pretend that. The first thing he said on MSNBC was, I'm responsible. I'm partially responsible for creating Trump.
God.
And I'm apologizing for it.
Apology not accepted, Joe.
Well, I'm all
suck a dick.
I'm 100% Joe all the time. The more the merrier on
because
television as much as possible.
Because
it fucks shit on Donald.
Because it fucks with him, right?
Right. It hurts no one but Donald.
Can we do that and still hate Joe Walsh?
We do.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
I
just want to be careful that sure. I just want to be careful that my hate is properly focused.
In August alone, Trump administration and the Republicans laid out plans to make it more difficult for legal immigrants to use social services. They eliminated limits on how long families can be detained at the border. They're trying to eliminate the limits. This was last week. They want to be able to hold people unlimited amounts of time, mainly children, because there was a rule before that said you can't hold kids more than, I don't know, 20 days or something like that. And they've been releasing the parents of the children with the children.
You know,
to keep the families together.
Yes, yes.
And now to remedy that situation, they're saying, well, then we're just going to keep the kids forever.
I mean,
it's being litigated.
It's so crazy.
The lawsuits flew.
Yes. Well,
you got a frog. Excuse me.
Right. I mean, Why? It's as if, you know, it's racism, because if it wasn't the racism, then how do you ignore the fact that these asylum seekers are fleeing places they cannot live in, they can't exist in anymore? They're running from something,
right?
And so we're punishing them for running. They have no control over this situation. What are they supposed to do? Stay? I'm sure if they could stay in their country, they would stay in their country and not walk to America.
Punishing them for being brown.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
just fucking horrible.
They also stopped providing flu vaccines.
Where's the sense in that? Come on. God!
The administration was proud enough of these efforts to announce them publicly, but there was one move so despicable they apparently felt it would be best to roll it out quietly. There was no announcement of this one.
Yeah. The flu vaccine thing?
No, the sick kids get out of the country. But this one, this is, who wrote this over at the Rolling Stone? Ryan Bort.
B-O-R-T.
Okay. He says, there's one move so ugly that the Trump administration apparently felt it would be best to roll out quietly. On August 7th, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services,
yes,
USIS, yeah, quietly eliminated a medical deferred action program, which allowed severely ill undocumented immigrants and their families to remain in the United States to receive potentially life-saving treatment.
So now you make them go away. They're going to die.
Quite possibly. The decision to axe the policy was not announced publicly. Yeah. Instead, families with pending applications were notified through letters from immigration officials informing them, you have 33 days to leave the country or face deportation.
This is crazy. I mean, hey, white people out there that are dickbag Trump supporters, if you're listening to this show, don't listen anymore. I don't want to provide you any entertainment, you fucking assholes, but God, imagine if you were in their shoes. Like, my dad was sick for a long fucking time, and what if we were immigrants? And what if all of a sudden we got a letter saying, hey, everybody's got to go. He's no more treatment for right. you in America. Go back to Honduras, wherever the fuck you're from.
Right.
He would have died.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have taken a long time. This sucks. Man.
One request, one person, Mariela Sanchez, Honduran woman, applied for deferred action so her 16-year-old son, Jonathan, can be treated for cystic fibrosis. She brought her family to America to seek care for him after her daughter died in Honduras of the same condition.
And now...
she says he would be dead if they had remained in Honduras, and now she's having panic attacks over this every day because she got one of those letters that said, you have 33 days or you're going to be deported.
God, this is
to
disgusting.
Get out or you're going to be deported.
So here's what we're hoping. The courts do the right thing.
Well, when they were contacted, USIS, and this is what Rachel Maddow covered last night, USIS said, well, hold it. We're telling these people that that we're just not processing it anymore. That now under the new policy, ICE,
oh God,
will be handling. You know, the cuddle bears over at Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
So they
will be processing your applications for medical deferment.
So they're now the deciders.
When ICE was contacted,
right?
ICE said, we don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, so they have no fucking idea. So the truth is, probably the truth is, those people get deported.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Ugh, this is insane.
But because it blew up last night and yesterday, the story, ICE and USIS finally had a meeting about it.
Right.
Like, hey, what should we do about this?
Yeah.
I think it ended up that ICE is still going, ICE will be handling it, but that they're not necessarily axing the program. You just have to now go and apply through ICE.
Right.
But again, we know that the general atmosphere, the culture of ICE,
oh yes,
is one of cruelty and punitive. They're cops. They're evil cops.
So why are evil cops in charge of somebody's cancer treatment?
Exactly. Why are there evil cops? ICE needs to go bye-bye.
Absolutely.
And
God, you know, this country right now is just fucking puke. We're puke. And you know, sometimes I think, and I don't know, I don't know how people rise up and defeat a corrupt government. But if everybody kneeled, like Colin Kaepernick, maybe we wouldn't be in this situation. But we have to wait. We have to trust in the system. We have to wait until this Trump shit works its way out, and that's fine. But we have to understand that these kids are going to die whoever's going to die because they're sick because of our fucking system.
Anthony Marino of the Irish International Immigrant Center.
Yes.
Representing several families in Boston got notices. It's not just, I guess, the Mexican immigrants that got it. It's
so what
everybody.
Are they supposed to do who get these notices? Ignore it?
He thinks ICE and USIS are lying that they didn't know about this policy change.
Yeah.
Until it was reported in the press. He thinks they're lying. He said, quote, these cases were being denied. They didn't want to own that they were eliminating a program that protected children with cancer from being torn from hospital beds and being deported. They didn't want to own that. Their response is to just lie about it rather than not do it.
Shit.
He's currently looking into what kind of litigation they may be able to pursue on behalf of the clients.
God, it's maddening. It's maddening. See, this is the cost of Donald Trump. This is the really shitty part of it. These are poor people. These are asylum seekers. They are sick. They are the most vulnerable, and they're going to get fucked by Donald Trump. And most of the people in this country, by the time, maybe Trump will work its way out, and we will be fine.
Well, how many terrorists are he growing?
A lot. Of course it's radicalizes
They're
going
to go back to
people.
Their countries, yes. and when their relatives die... Because of the cruelty of this foul country under Trump.
Yeah.
They're going to hate this country.
Yeah. Well, people have said it before, like Donald Trump is the main recruiter in this country.
Oh, yeah, for terror.
For terrorism.
This guy says from the Irish International Immigrant Center, says we don't really have good advice to give people when the government tells you you have to take your child off treatment, keeping them alive, and you have to leave the country.
Yeah.
I'm still at a loss to grapple with this, he said. There's a lot of crying and desperation and fear.
See, this is what's going on. This is what I think. I think the purpose of this is to justify ICE raids into hospitals and healthcare facilities. Because my thinking of this would be, well, just fall off the map, continue to get your treatment, and hopefully nobody notices you. But now that's not going to be the case. Because now these ICE fucks, that's why ICE would get this. This makes sense. Now ICE
Yeah, they
can
don't
go
have to chase somebody. They know they can just go to the...
They can just go pick the guy up at the fucking
hospital. Cancer treatment center.
Or just hang out at all the cancer treatment center. You'll see brown people coming in and out. And you can ask for their fucking papers, you bastards.
Maybe he'll put Joe Arpaio in charge.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
So, there you go. The
Jesus Christ.
The horrific latest policy of the... profoundly cruel Republican Trump administration.
Republican! It's just Republican. Trump is one of them. He's just loud and pilled up. God, and you know, how does one even come about this? You know what I mean? Like, Stephen Miller's hanging out in his dungeon, wherever the fuck he writes his shit. His weird little fucking face.
Oh, yeah.
He's sitting there
he's
sticking.
He's gone through a lot of tissue. last few weeks.
Oh, he surely squirted like a geyser over this one. Oh, you know what I could do? I should deport people getting treatment in hospitals. And they'll die faster.
That's awesome.
That's the fastest way I could get rid of brown people. That's what he thought.
Also in the news. Yes. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
Got a whole bunch of Christian fuckery to talk about.
Hello.
Tomorrow. Including, I'll give it a little tease.
Yes.
Two words.
Right.
Haven't heard in a while.
Okay.
Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's the guy that was a representative up in Colorado. Was
state representative.
Got in all kinds
of trouble.
Colorado
Springs area.
Right.
Who, well, first he was in the Navy. He was a chaplain. And I don't think he was discharged, but I think he was encouraged to find the door, if you know what I
right.
mean.
Right, yes.
Because even as a Christian Jesus wielder, magic spellcaster,
right.
When you're a chaplain, you need to be a little secular-y
right.
and a little non-denominational when you are ministering to those that may not be 100% in agreement with whatever right. your individual religious niche is. And he said, fuck that Jesus.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to preach Jesus to people.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you're not supposed to do that. And he said, you hate Christians.
Yes.
You know, that whole deal.
Well, yeah, that's the best
instantly
argument.
Leaping upon the cross.
You hate me. I'm a victim.
So then he left. Now he's a right-wing dickbag. He does a YouTube show, and he is Pray in Jesus' Name, it's called.
Oh, yes.
And he ran for state representative in Colorado Springs and won.
Damn.
And then within a like less than a month was stripped of any committee assignments because he said something horrific in one of his stupid YouTube videos.
Yes.
I think it was anti-trans or anti-LGBT.
God, you know, I don't fucking remember. He said something really fuck. I thought it was something inappropriate for him to say about religion for some reason. I don't know.
And, you know, if you're a representative, and I'm looking at you, Steve King, also.
Yes.
In Congress.
Nazi.
And you're removed from all committees.
Yeah.
There ain't a lot. You're not providing a lot of value to your constituents at that point. You're just a vote.
And you know what he's doing? You know what he's doing? He's got all this. He's got the best job on the planet now. All his committees are gone. He doesn't have any. It's nothing for him to do in there.
Yeah.
All he does is sit in there. He probably jacks off to the Daily Stormer.
Sure. Watching old Leni Riefenstahl videos.
Right. Who's that?
Hitler's director. She was the one that directed all the movies about his rallies and everything. All that footage of the Trump rally. Oh, excuse me. The Nuremberg Hitler rallies.
Oopsie.
Most of them are Leni Riefenstahl.
Yes. You know, by the way, you're bringing up some Christian lens. If these evangelicals wanted to do something, to help this immigration situation, because I will say you need to do a lot more.
You mean like Jesus would have encouraged?
Like Jesus would have, you fucking dickheads. What's his name with the hair? The televangelist?
Oh, you got to give me more.
No, you know this. With the dark, real dark hair. Slimeballican dude. He didn't want to open up his church to hurricane victims in Texas.
Oh.
Joe Osteen.
Osteen, yeah.
Osteen.
Yeah.
But he ultimately did, but was shamed into it. Correct?
Well, he said it was flooded, but then other people said there didn't seem to be any evidence of that.
Right. I am organizing, this is all hyperbole, I'm organizing the resistance from this show today. So far, what do we have? We have one.
Now, I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamuku, manda kishiti kolora bashata, manda kalaboho, masiki lomoko da masa, kadita na namosoya lama, kamba sokoya.
Right. We've got.
Kobaba bashata, ola bakanda da batoya, manda da bosoya.
Manda la basoya! Oh, wow! Boy, that guy's got a direct line to fucking John. I've got Warren Buffett.
Chateau.
I've got George Soros. Other rich people that want in, get organized. I got you guys are creating the Black Panther, Batman, kind of that kind of shit. We need that. That's important. But you evangelical fucknuts, all your especially, right? They need to build a healthcare facility off the grid, secret, a sanctuary hospital where all these immigrants and refugees and asylum seekers could go and get their care and not be fucked with by the bastards of ICE. Hyperbole, but that would be a great idea.
Well, I'm sure in sanctuary cities that the ICE can't just willy-nilly run in and snatch people out of hospitals. I think they're discouraged by the
sanctuary
constabulary. Yeah.
Then we need to make sure they're doing their part to make sure these ICE fuckers don't go into the hospitals then. You guys need to fucking take that shit seriously. Don't let ICE into your fucking city if you're a sanctuary city, right?
Right.
Okay.
And what did they say at the rally?
What?
Puncture their tires?
Yeah. That's what somebody said.
We don't advocate for that at all.
But
God, I can't get rid of this frog in my throat. Okay. I can't save this for tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
But this would...
Is it Thursday?
This would definitely fall... Yeah. This would definitely fall under Faithless Friday.
Yay.
But this clip is it's just too typical.
Right.
Of... Todd Starnes.
Oh, my God.
Hello, everyone. I'm Todd Starnes.
I mean, do you think Todd Starnes started out as an actor and it found its way into like a television personality. I'm doing massive earth air quotes. God, I almost said earth quotes.
No, I don't. I think he's.
He's just. Yeah. What is he?
He's crazy. He's he's on Fox Radio. He's occasionally on their television show, but he does have a regular radio program.
What's it like in the green room of Todd Starnes, wherever he records? Because it's got to be at a real radio station, right?
Maybe. I mean, you know, these days, I mean, Rush is in his basement. We're in our office here at the Crab Diving Compound.
Yay.
You can call him, too.
Okay.
Here, can call Todd sometimes. 888-788. Oh, you got to move the chiron.
We've been
788. Why is it doing that?
Because they suck, dude. Because Jesus doesn't want you to give out that fucking phone number.
788-9910.
Yes.
Give Todd Starnes a call. Don't mention our name.
Yeah.
Here is Todd Starnes with a very, very serious problem that's permeating the country right now, Ryan.
Yes.
We've talked about it several times.
Ooh.
These evil drag queen story hours.
Oh, come on. Come on!
Which are at some libraries, bookstores, schools, etc. Where a drag queen reads children's book to children.
Yes.
And the right loses their minds.
Oh, yes.
Over it, because it's obvious indoctrination.
Fuck yes.
Here's Todd Starnes with his opinion.
Right.
We've been telling you about Drag Queen Story Hours for quite some time now. This is an effort to indoctrinate little children. We're talking kids as young as 2 years old. And quite frankly, your local public library has been turned into a drag queen nightclub.
God, you know,
your local library has turned to a drag queen nightclub. Now, I've been to a library.
Yeah, and I'll go more often.
I've actually been to a drag queen nightclub.
Yes.
In Chicago.
Right. Oh, what was the name of that one? I can't think of the name of it. Fuck this marijuana. Fuck.
Hyperbole.
Hey, listen. Libraries out there, listen to me. Take this advice. Please turn yourselves into drag queen nightclubs. I go every fucking day. What doesn't sound fun about a drag queen nightclub?
Right.
That's a blast. Is this supposed to be a negative?
The Baton.
Oh, yeah.
In Chicago.
But these are drag queens reading to children, and it's fun.
Yes.
It's fun, dickhead.
Yes.
Your local public library has been turned into a drag queen nightclub. And we know, because we have reported on this, that the intent of these drag queen story hours is to groom the next generation. And so we have
the intent is to groom the next generation.
Listen, you evangelical lunatics, I understand where this lunacy is coming from. I know in your Jeebus and in your Bible and whatever the fuck you think you pray to God, you think God wants you to do this. You think God wants you running around like lunatics, spreading his word to every person that'll fucking listen. And so you think other people do that. They don't. Is it the mission? It's not a mission statement of every drag. Well, where does it say the drag queen mission statement is to go forth and make more drag queens?
Well,
there's not.
Part of it is to let everyone know that drag queens are people too.
Yes.
Fun people.
Right. Absolutely.
And occasionally some of them are probably assholes.
Yes.
But
there's
nothing predatory going on.
There's no indoctrination.
Right. And it's also not sexual. It's dudes dressed up in drag.
And it's not indoctrination, right? It's so people meet different kinds of people. And you begin to empathize with other people that aren't exactly like you. Why does the right think of that as indoctrination? That's fucking nuts.
Well, there have been times when this is an expansion on story time, when there have been a couple of these drag events where any kid that wants a little makeup can get some.
Why not?
And the drag queens put some makeup on girls and boys.
You know, in
gasp.
Right.
So that is obvious recruiting if the boy wants to put on some drag makeup.
Why are we all such fucking, why is this country is just full of these prudes. They can't have a good time.
These Christians.
They can't enjoy themselves.
Alleged Christians.
Your whole faith is alleged. It's not even alleged. It's fake. It's bullshit.
Of these
exist.
Drag queen story hours is to groom the next generation. And so we have a picture and a story up on our website, toddstearns.com, of a grown man dressed as a woman cavorting about on the ground, on the floor, with children.
Cavorting.
Cavorting.
Oh, my God.
Todd, it's crazy. It's nuts. You're on the side of I'm worshiping something that doesn't exist. And my relationship with something that doesn't exist dictates every fucking move on this planet.
Cavorting.
Cavorting. He is mentally ill. But drag queens exist. They are real. Your God doesn't exist. And it would be nice if people on your side, Todd, were tolerant and nice and accepting.
Well, yeah, and who do drag queens hurt?
No one, Pat.
Nobody.
Not one person.
On the floor with children. And apparently this is okay in Portland, Oregon. This is apparently permissible behavior at the public library in Portland, Oregon.
Cavorting means she's sitting on the floor reading.
Yes.
To a group of children.
You know,
it's cavorting.
I'm just about, yes, and I am just about done with these right-wing nut job Christian evangelical lunatics, Catholics as well. I'm tired of all this judgment on lifestyles. Being a drag queen is not about fucking. This is not about sexuality. These drag queens are reading to children. And I'll say this. If you had to drop your kid off at drag queen story hour or a Catholic church, which would you pick?
Oh, are you kidding me? In a heartbeat.
Stop it. Stop it, you Christians, with all your moral outrage about this and that. You guys are the one molesting people. You guys are the ones raping people. Sorry, truth bomb dickheads.
Behavior at the public library in Portland, Oregon. Now, I can tell you this, that once LifeSite News and other news outlets began reporting on this, the local library took the photos down. And that led a writer for TheFederalist.com to ask this question. Why did they remove those pictures? And I want to read to you.
I concur.
Yeah, yeah.
They should have said, fuck you, Todd Starnes and your ilk.
But they're afraid of it, right? They were afraid of what?
It's a man dressed as a woman cavorting on the floor with children, Ryan.
They don't want what Todd Starnes is doing. They don't want it, right? They don't want that kind of press. Is that why they removed
it? Probably. They were cowards.
But yeah, why not leave it?
Fuck you. We're leaving it up.
Because it's out there anyway, yeah. Right?
Description of the photos. The photos showed children lounging atop the costumed queens on the floor, grabbing at false breasts and burying their faces in their bodies. We're talking about small children here. We have the pictures. The photos were removed.
Now I got to see these.
And Miss Emmons wondered why. If the photos are innocent, showing inclusion and queer diversity, then why take them down? That's a good question.
Yeah.
Library not commenting.
There you go.
God.
Library not commenting.
Drag Queen Story Hour, I think, is very cool. I think it's a great idea. Why? Just leave it alone, you fuckheads.
It says, Starnes is just the latest example of Fox figures making extreme remarks about Drag Queen Story Hour. In June, Fox anchor Martha McCallum, she's supposed to be the newsy one.
Yes.
Like the fair and balanced.
One,
yeah.
Not the non-nutball.
She had on her show leaders from 500 Moms Strong. Well, at least they're more honest than the million moms, the liars.
What is this bullshit?
An anti-LGBTQ Washington State group. Why? Her guest claimed the drag queens are grooming youth into their unhealthy lifestyle that includes HIV and AIDS.
You know, dude, I might sound like a fascist saying this, but should we ever explore the possibility that maybe some group that describes themselves as anti-gay, why do they exist? Why are they allowed to exist? And why are they allowed to do bad things?
Well, I don't know that they describe themselves as anti-gay. They probably describe themselves as pro-family.
But you just read the description of them. Was that someone else's description?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right-wing and evangelical media have regularly boosted that group and its protests, this 500 Moms Strong, turning them into a national story.
Oh, I see. So they're throwing thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars at fucking Facebook posts to promote this hate group.
Websites like LifeSite News, it's a Jesus-y site, have published high engagement content about the group's work and rhetoric, which includes comparing drag to blackface and prominent anti-LGBTQ figure, the activist Mommy, has advertised and attended a protest alongside of it. She's a real asshole.
So that I've never heard this before. So there are people comparing blackface to people in drag.
I guess so, yeah.
But blackface was about race, was about racism, right?
Is.
In
yes.
And I, you know, I don't know. I'm not a drag person, but I believe doing drag is not about sexism, right? It's not anti-female. That's not the fucking point. It's like you're exploring your identity. It's not about subjugating women. But blackface was about racism.
Yes.
Does that even need to be said? Who would say that? That's the dumbest shit ever.
One, Mary Cheney, the openly lesbian, actively Republican daughter of Dick Cheney.
Yes.
Outraged the drag and drag allied community by comparing drag to blackface.
Yes.
In a post.
Great. So now, like, you know, the thing is, they're going after drag queens and they're going after these events. So what do they want? What is their ultimate goal from all this bullshit? Is to paint a target on these events?
Oh, God. She's
you know what I mean?
She's obviously a Republican. Why is it socially acceptable as a form of entertainment for men to put on dresses, makeup and high heels and act out every offensive stereotype of women? Bitchy, catty, dumb, slutty, etc. But it is not socially acceptable as a form of entertainment for a white person to put on blackface and act out offensive stereotypes of African Americans. Shouldn't both be okay or neither?
I know,
you stupid asshole.
Listen, here's what I understand about these drag shows. They're celebrating beauty. They're celebrating their costumes.
They're not all bitchy, catty, dumb, and slutty.
Yes, that's not what they're portraying.
Some of them may be.
Yes. But blackface, the point of blackface was straight up racism.
Yes.
It was always at the expense of black people. It's not a good comparison.
Well, she's saying that
it's ridiculous.
She's making out that blackface is offensive.
Yes.
And she's saying, why isn't drag just considered just as?
Right.
She's a moron, and
right,
she's
right.
Conflating.
But I'm not absolutely sure that she is against blackface. I mean, it's Mary Cheney, right?
She said, shouldn't both be okay or neither? So
is Mary Cheney,
I think she's arguing that neither should be okay.
Is Mary Cheney Dick Cheney's daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I wonder how she feels about this, like taking healthcare away from immigrants and stuff and deporting them. What if your dad, what if your whole family, what if you guys were all immigrants and all of a sudden you got notice in the mail and you guys were all deported and Dick Cheney had to get care for his like fake ticker in Peru or something. How would you like that, fuckface?
So there you go. Todd Stearns. Outraged.
It really
is. They're trying to groom the next generation, he said. Drag Queen Story Hour.
I tell you, the first part, what is it? It's we're 1.5 hours into this show, And I am just disgusted with this country right now. My God, that fucking shit where they want to take health care away from immigrants. And now this drag queen story hour shit is just fucking nuts.
Strap in. It's going to get worse.
What the fuck? God, you racist. What's your problem?
It's going to get worse as Trump gets pushed further and further into a corner.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Oh, here we go. For example.
Yes.
Now there's a story. His other headline. Don Jr. told Kentucky he understands working class issues because he went to boarding school in Pennsylvania.
What the fuck? That's like saying...
He probably didn't say it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's probably like, I went to school in Pennsylvania. But it was rich. It was rich twat boarding school.
I see. And there's lots of working people in Pennsylvania. Oh, yeah. I used to look at from the tower.
I used to drive past the people that don't have money and stuff.
Yeah. On my way to the airport to go to Africa to kill drugged animals.
This is a story.
Ooh.
That BuzzFeed
yes
has
right
that the Trump administration now wants to expand its DNA testing program
Ooh.
By enabling customs and border protection officials to extract genetic material from undocumented immigrants in its custody.
Oh,
wants to create an evil DNA database.
Yes. Oh, that they can share. And so now we'll have this evil fucking DNA database wall, right? Is that the point?
Right.
They can just check.
It will likely inspire civil libertarians and immigration advocates who argue the government should not draw sensitive personal information from people without being tied to a specific crime.
Right. Well, their crime is existing in their eyes.
Hundreds of thousands of individuals could be tested each year if this draft regulation proposed by the Department of Justice
Fuck you.
Is fully implemented.
God. And we can trust our government to be responsible with that data, right? We'll be able to trust.
Oh, absolutely.
They won't do anything bad with it.
A statement of BuzzFeed News, DHS officials said DHS is working closely with the Department of Justice on a path forward for DNA collection.
Okay.
Now they're talking about the zillions of cases in which children had no family relation to the evil mule that they were brought in with.
Oh my God! Right.
Which is like a couple dozen out of hundreds and hundreds of thousands. So, of course, in Republican speak.
Oh, yes.
It's a flood. Ooh. Oh, my God. Three people.
But they make that mistake all the time, right?
Everything.
Like when they want to drug test people on welfare.
Right. And that's how they roll. Like immigrants are criminals. No, they're not all criminals.
Right.
What about Kate Steinle?
Oh,
tell that
God.
To her mother.
Well, the same thing with guns. Where's the data that shows a good guy with a gun stops a mass shooting? But yeah. This one time.
Right. The regulations are not immediately enacted, require a 60-day yes. comment period, which I'm sure they'll have the Russians fix.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
The 60-day comment period, meaning
they post it up on the website.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Russians will just
and you're able to comment on it. And
they'll nerf it.
We've already found that one of them was something to do with net neutrality. I think it was where they were having comments for the FCC on voting for net neutrality, and they found out that a ridiculously significant percentage were bots that were anti.
Net shut neutrality. And they just shut it down with pure volume, right?
Not well, no, but they just flooded it and gamed the system. So it's all these votes.
Oh, okay, I see.
So instead of having an accurate poll of what people may think, it's like a Drudge Report poll
right.
where you know, Tulsi Gabbard is going to win the is going to win a Democratic debate, which is what happened.
Right. Well, and does that make anybody that supports Tulsi Gabbard wonder why they would pick her?
You know, I would think if you're supporting Tulsi Gabbard, you may not go that far.
Yeah. I mean, does it ever, even if you, let's say Trump didn't directly collude with Russia to get elected. Let's say it wasn't him, but it was people in his campaign and Russia did want him to be president.
Yes.
Wouldn't that bother you? Shouldn't that bother you? Shouldn't that bother you?
Am I a Republican in this scenario?
You know, you're right. I don't. Or they don't care. Yeah, you're a Republican. They don't give a fuck.
Oh, no, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, right.
Rudy's openly soliciting now, right? He was going to go to Ukraine, try to dig up dirt on
Joe Biden's kid.
Son. Not even Joe Biden.
Yes.
On Biden's son. They're trying to shit on people's families.
They don't give a fuck.
No, they're devoid of anything. They're morally bankrupt.
Are they all afraid of ending up in prison?
I don't think that registers with them. They've lived such privileged lives of cuntitude and gotten away with it for so long.
Yeah.
Like Epstein was, they said Epstein was like baffled. He was in disbelief that this was happening to him.
You owned an island with a dungeon for children.
Yeah.
And you had to sit a whole network. Guy had a whole network of shuffling kids around, right?
I'll bet there were spreadsheets.
Oh, yeah, there would have to be.
Yeah. So, we've got, I've actually got a little, another news clip here that's, you're going to have to gird your ears for because,
right,
this person talking really is a cartoon character.
Who the fuck is this?
Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Oh, yeah. You know, I haven't heard too many of her clips.
Profound Trumpet.
Yay!
Profound moron.
But she got suspended from Fox for a time, right?
For 2 minutes, yeah. But now, this is interesting. Her guest she's speaking with is Todd Starnes.
Oh! Ooh! Jeez.
And here they are.
Right.
Listen to what Jeanine Pirro has to say.
Yes.
In this little convo with Todd Starnes.
You know, I've often wondered who do they hate more? Do they hate Donald Trump or do they hate the people who put him into office?
Oh, we can hate both.
Oh, shit. Absolutely. It's
pretty, we have room for that.
Right.
I don't hate all the people that put him into office.
Yes.
I could say I hate the people that continue to support him. Because that's baffling.
Wait. The people that helped him get into office?
Well, people voted for him.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
can't hate all of them.
No, I mean, but, well, I mean, you know.
You know, I've often wondered, who do they hate more? Do they hate Donald Trump or do they hate the people who put him into office?
Well, they hate Donald Trump.
Well, they hate Donald Trump. He's the one they want to get rid of.
Ah, that's a great voice. Well, how is he not a Pixar office? Character?
Well, they hate Donald Trump. He's the one they want to get rid of because the people like you and me who put him into office, their plan and their plot to remake America is to bring in the illegals, change the way the voting occurs in this country, give them licenses. They get to vote maybe once, maybe twice, maybe three times.
Show us evidence, you fucking asshole. Show us one bit of evidence of people voting once, twice, three times.
You know,
and all these illegals had voted. Show me one. They can't even come up with one.
Oh, yeah. And Trump said it was a million or millions in California.
Oh, now it's 10 million.
Good God.
He thinks.
And Jeanine calls them illegals.
Oh, well, yeah.
Illegals. You're dehumanizing someone because there's a box on some form not ticked. You know what I mean?
That's brown.
It. That's the only fucking
they
difference.
They are brown.
Yeah. Why can't be undocumented? Why can't you say that? Illegal.
Refugee.
I mean, if someone's status is purely illegal, think about that.
That's why they use that term, yeah.
They can't exist. It's illegal for them to exist. How Christian?
this country. Give them licenses. They get to vote maybe once, maybe twice, maybe three times. And, you know, you've got motor voter registration on the day of the election. You've got.
What's wrong with that?
More people are participating in our democracy. Air quotes.
Right.
On the day of the election, you've got people with we've got voter rolls that haven't been purged of dead people in years where the Democrats have resisted that.
That's not true, okay. Because we know in where we've resisted it, let's say Georgia, we find out that there ain't no dead people being purged. It's all black people and Democrats quinky dinkly being purged from the voter rolls. It ain't the lily white suburbs that vote Republican. It ain't the knuckle dragon sister fuckers that vote Republican.
That I really think that fucking election that was stolen by the Republicans from Stacey Abrams.
Yes.
We should all be so nervous about what is going on and how we vote and shit like that.
Yeah, already they've got the special election they had in Mississippi. They've had problems in Georgia with the same thing happening where you the touch screen, you go to vote for somebody and it checks the vote off for somebody else. It literally votes for someone else.
I mean, think about it. If you can make a machine do the opposite of what you wanted it to do in an area that is heavily, you know, it's being dominated by one candidate over another. I mean, you just change your results.
Right. Look at the change in results in North Carolina with that asshole with only absentee ballots was able to fuck the election enough.
But like that was fucking that's insane. Crazy. That's the guy, right, who decided he would just take a fuck ton of. He had everybody to deliver all the absentee ballots to his house, and then he doctored them.
Some of them, the ones that needed it.
Oh,
the ones that didn't vote the right way.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Why would he? Yeah. That's a crazy story.
Voter rolls that haven't been purged of dead people in years where the Democrats have resisted that. Think about it. It is a plot to remake America, to replace American citizens with illegals who will vote for the Democrats.
Racist, xenophobic replacement theory. The Browns are going to replace us.
What did they say in Charlottesville? Those loons with the tiki torches.
You will not replace us. And then Jews will not replace us.
Some
of the more anti-Semitic ones.
I am so sad for our country. I really am. I mean, if you can't, we should all be in a single voice just screaming about the racism of this goddamn president. And how he emboldens people like Pirro. Or what's her name? Janine Pirro.
She said, think about it. It's a plot to remake America and replace American citizens with illegals that will vote for the Democrats.
It's just not true.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit, and that is something for InfoWars, right? Or Breitbart.
Will these undocumented people, if they eventually become citizens, lean toward Democrats? I would think so, because you guys are evil fuckers that put them in camps and want to take away, want to send kids with cancer back to their home countries where they'll probably die.
Yeah.
That's your party. That's your side, ass fuck Janine.
Who roots for you?
Horrible Janine. People. Disgusting, heartless, empathy-free scumbags. Oh, yeah. Subhuman monsters.
Agree. And the shill for them, this Janine. Janine, I don't know if you listen to the Crab Diving Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, crabdiving.com, but if a movie was made about this, was this a squirt? Okay. If a movie was made about it and you had all these characters, who would you root for in this film? Would you root for what you just described?
Of course
the person?
Not. Of course not.
Damn. You think if you compared shit to movies, people in America would understand. Like, who would Dwayne Johnson play in this movie?
But the ninnies watching this shit are like, oh, my God. The Democrats are bringing in illegals to fuck our daughters.
It defies logic. It defies logic. Trump is their hero. In what story is Trump a hero? In what story? Not a normal story.
No.
I mean, it's not.
American citizens with illegals who will vote for the Democrats.
You end the book with really a call to action for people around the country. What do we?
Now, Trump has already tweeted out about Judge Jeanine's new book. He's like, go buy it. It's great. Go buy it.
Good God. So he just proliferates racist bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Look at who he retweets. You know.
So that's the important part. I don't know if we want to listen to any more of this asshole. But
what is Todd Starr's
call to action? You want to hear call to action?
You know,
a call to action for people around the country. What do we do?
Well, I think that 2020 is the first call to action. I think that it's important that people recognize that part of the war that's going on is in the social media. We can't just, you know, say, you know, watch my show, listen to my radio show. That's not enough. We've got to go on social media. We've got to get the millennials. We've got to now start getting into schools the way they did 15, 20 years ago. We're seeing the product now.
That's the key.
The millennials, yeah. Education, change their view of capitalism. I mean, these kids are so lazy.
No, these kids see what's going on.
And these kids aren't lazy.
Right.
I mean, they aren't. There are kids out of college paying off loans, and they drive Uber, and they have a normal job, and then maybe another job. What lazy people are you referring to, you fucking asshole? Lazy people? You got a fucking... Oh, she's got a lot of nerves. A Fox television personality. I can't imagine what her workday's like, but I'm sure it's not too taxing. She hosts a show where she squawks about bullshit.
Elsewhere in the news, there's a new.
Good God.
There's a new. Yeah, I don't.
Jeanine Pirro is one of the worst.
I don't know how people can listen to her.
They must, you know, they just must have such sincere racism in their heart that they like this.
She's like,
you know,
like drag queen story hour Rudy Giuliani.
Right. Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, if you hold the same shitty racist views that, say, Jeanine Pirro has, is Todd Fuckhead, the same anti-gay bullshit, you could listen to this show and you probably feel better about yourself because here's this guy saying, or this woman saying what I feel, and she agrees with me and emboldens me to be shitty. And that makes me feel better. Oh, God. That's all I can figure. How sad. Get some get some Prozac.
Axios is reporting.
Yes.
That he was told that Jared and Ivanka.
Yes.
Have discussed the possibility of replacing Mike Pence on the ticket with Nikki Haley, who you remember, though nobody was talking about the rumor that Pence was going to be replaced with Nikki Haley.
Right.
That had floated months ago and it went nowhere.
Right.
Nikki Haley was emphatically wanted to remind us last week.
Yes.
Enough of the false rumors.
Right.
That she's going to replace him. So she's putting it in everybody's head again. Golly gee willikers. I wonder why that would happen.
Why?
Because nobody was talking about it. Nobody was talking about it.
God, that's...
Well, now they're saying that Jared and Ivanka have discussed...
They must hate Karen Pence.
I think they think that Nikki Haley will bring them women and brown people. They're so stupid.
I think
they're that stupid.
Did Nikki Haley have an affair with Trump?
No.
No, that was in a book, wasn't it?
No, that was there was a rumor that he was fucking somebody, and one speculation was Nikki Haley. One speculation was Hope Hicks.
It's Snopes is saying.
It's somewhat of a relief to some people in the administration.
It's false. It's not. It's false.
There have been a number of people telling people in the White House, including the president's son, Jared, son-in-law Jared, daughter of Anchor, that Nikki Haley would be a politically smart choice to replace Pence.
Would it be, though?
This is one of the reasons that these rumors have been circulating, he said.
Well,
that Jared and Ivanka keep floating.
Yes. What I think, Donald, is, well,
and we know Trump has zero loyalty, that he would fling Mike Pence.
Oh, yeah. He makes fun of him.
Instantly fling
Doesn't
him
he
if
ask
he
people...
thought that it would be that he could get more votes with Nikki Haley than he can with Mike Pence.
I don't see how Pence appeals to anyone. I mean, I'm not a dickbag evangelical loon, but I don't
well,
know.
Yeah, he's got the evangelicals. He doesn't need Pence. He's
yeah,
got those
right.
assholes
That's
already.
A good point.
He does not need Mike Pence. I don't think he needed Mike Pence. In the first place.
Does Nikki Haley help him?
Oh, what I think they would try to paint her as look at the sane person that
they're gonna sell Nikki Haley as a person that will keep us out of World War III with Donald Trump.
Sure.
Okay. God, that's a good idea, I guess. I mean, it's bullshit.
And look at what a moderate she is. Look, she got rid of the Confederate flag in South Carolina.
And what has she done? What has she done? Because she's been the ambassador to the UN, right?
Yes.
What has she done to protect the world from Donald Trump? Zero. Not one fucking thing, right?
Correct.
God, that bullshit narrative can't... Jesus Christ, I hate that. Because those fucking idiots are going to believe it. They're going to believe that Nikki Haley is going to protect us from the bad shit Donald Trump could accidentally start or whatever. Ugh.
We only got a couple minutes left here on the big old show.
Yay.
This person has perfected the art of communication while Trump semen gargling.
Yes.
Lindsey Graham.
Okay.
Was on fucking Hannity last night.
Right.
And I don't think I have the video. Let's not forget, he's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Okay.
Was on Fox News on Hannity and said he's continuing forward with his investigation into who told President Obama about the counterintelligence investigation into then-candidate Trump.
Oh, my God.
He basically is claiming that he wants to get Obama in under oath. Obama.
Fuck that! Are you kidding me? God, listen, Nancy Pelosi, you go get Don McGahn and you make him talk. Fuck that!
Asked by the host if he would be interested in calling in Obama to testify under oath. Hannity, probably hand check time.
No, just squirting.
He couldn't see his hands at all when he asked Lindsey Graham, would you be interested in calling Obama to testify under oath? Lindsey said, absolutely.
Listen, House, you get all these fucking people in. You're the House. You're the House of Representatives. If you subpoena someone in to talk to you, you make them come. Because listen to this shit. Listen to what they're doing. Why would Obama need to come in and testify about anything?
He also intends on calling in former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, former FBI Director James Comey.
God damn.
Former CIA Director John Brennan and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper to testify. These are all the people that Quint Kedinkley have been going on television talking about how bad Trump is.
And you're right about that handshake thing.
A coincidence.
They're just yelling out these names of people they want testifying, talking to Republicans in the Senate. Hannity is just squirting all over the fucking place.
And then Lindsey said, and yes, I'd like to know what President Obama thought about the investigation.
You fucking GOP motherfuckers have a lot of fucking nerve. You just open your legs to Russia. You skull fuck this country. You stole the fucking election. Hillary got more votes. You stole the fucking governorship in Georgia. Suck cocks. Fuck you.
And
God,
we dare Lindsey to demand that Obama come in and testify in front of his little kangaroo court.
Why would he? The Republicans don't do it when the Democrats call. Don McGahn.
Right.
Don McGahn is like, I'm following the direction of the
literal
White House.
Executive privilege. The executive.
The nerve of that guy. Don McGahn thinks, I'm doing what the White House says. You don't work for the White House. Fuck you.
Right.
And the idea that we tolerate that is nuts.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
God, you know what I'm going to rewatch when Sam Rubin is interviewing Samuel Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
And
he mistakes
him for, well, he thinks he was in, was it a MasterCard ad or something like that?
He thinks he's Larry Fishburne.
Right, right.
And he says, yeah, you know, and you did that one ad. And he's like, Samuel Jackson gets pissed off. He's like, I'm the what's in your wallet guy.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
God, that's funny.
Maybe I'll look that up and maybe we'll play it tomorrow.
Yay. Okay.
The entertainment reporter. And Sam Jackson even says that. Yes. He's like, you're the entertainment reporter.
Right, right. Yeah.
You're the entertainment reporter.
I mean, Samuel Jackson is a big star. Lawrence Fishburne is a big fucking star. You would think. I don't know. Boy, I tell you what, the dog is so tired of this podcast today. She's
over it. She's done.
Like, fuck this. Enough talking, dickheads. I want some treats, and I want to bite you.
Let's get out of here, everybody. We'll be back. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, y'all. We're going to get our Jesus on a little bit more.
Ooh.
Push our Jesus off a little bit more.
Ooh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us today, though. And we do this every goddamn weekday. And then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application. And we're always available at crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, Rated R Comedy. Go to his RatedRComedy.com for his schedule. Or go to his Instagram, Rated R Comedy. He's also on Facebook.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, you all. As I said, we will do this again tomorrow. Join us, won't you?
Viva!
Bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.